This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Holy mackerel. Florida Panthers, last night, huge, huge, huge victory. And what we said needed to happen on Friday happened over the weekend. We said, hey, this was Friday. Let the Panthers get a dub tonight. And then they worry about getting a dub Sunday night, which was yesterday. And all's good in the world. And it's exactly what happened. Now it's 2-2. It's a three-game series. It goes back to Toronto. The Panthers look phenomenal to me. I mean, Josh Bell's gonna join us today. I mean, he texted me last night during the game, and he was like, "That was textbook Paul Ball." He's like, you won't see a better example of why they're so tough to play in the playoffs than what you saw last night." And you saw it; they look phenomenal. This Joseph Woll, the goalie for Toronto, like they to get a dub. Last night, when that guy was as locked in as he was, says something about the Panthers, because that guy was unbelievable last night.
Even Friday night, that didn't look like, even though they won, that didn't look like what we saw last year during the playoff run. Last night looked like that, like just choke out defense, physical, nasty. Every single time you turn around, there's somebody pushing somebody. Like they got in their bag last night that I'm used to seeing, and I hope they can keep that going, because that was what we need. 2-0 is our games. These 6-4s aren't our games. 2-0 is our games.
You saw last night, you know, they have – Paul Ball is partly the ability to just get under the skin of the opposing team, and they start making mistakes or they start lashing out. And sometimes that, you know, results in penalties. It really – I have to tell you, Max Domi last night – like, he gets off so easy because he takes this cheap shot at Sasha Barkov as the game is ending. I thought it was an unbelievable cheap shot. I was certain it was going to result in a suspension. And all he ends up getting is a $5,000 fine. He got a 5-minute major for doing that with 2 seconds left, but that doesn't carry over. So it's like, oh, let me take this massive penalty. There's really no penalty. $5,000 fine for Max Domi's nothing. And I mean, he really could have injured Sasha Barkov on that. I was surprised it was only a $5,000 fine.
I need my 4 minutes and 58 seconds next game. I want to change the rules of hockey.
Yes.
I want him to start with 4 on the ice, something like that. And if I saw him back to back. I was watching this morning. Somebody did on YouTube. Ekblad got suspended for his hit in the chest, and Domi doesn't get suspended for skating across the entire damn rink and jamming a dude over in his lower back.
Yep.
I don't get mad about hockey hits. That was soft. If I see Max Domi out at the mall, I might walk up on him and say something.
That was, it was just brutal. I thought, obviously, the league didn't agree with us too much. But anyway, Panthers look incredible. We will talk with Josh Appel today. Will Manso is going to join us today. There's some NBA stuff going on. Obviously, you got the draft lottery tonight. But also, Giannis, for the first time ever, Shams is reporting, is open to exploring a departure from Milwaukee. So that, you know, opens up a whole new ballgame. I loved Will Manso this morning had tweeted out, it's Photoshop season. And meaning you're going to see all these Giannis Photoshops in a whole bunch of different NBA unis. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there, but we'll talk with Will about it regardless. And then obviously we can talk with Will about what he thinks of the Cavs, because the Cavs look like one of the worst teams in the NBA, but I know what the Cavs looked like when they beat the Heat, so I'm not certain what to believe anymore.
Look, is this recency bias? Are these not the most lopsided playoff games you've watched in your life?
Well, certainly the two Cavs series, and one way for one series, one way for the Cavs, the other series, another way for the Cavs. It's been kind of staggering to watch what the Pacers are doing.
Minnesota series and the second Nuggets are getting beat by 40 and then winning by 40. This is a lopsided. I'm used to good old fashioned one digit game with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. These are getting out of line. So I'm getting to bed by 10:30. I only have to stay up for the fourth quarter.
It's hard to handicap them. It really is. So I was watching the Nuggets game yesterday afternoon. I was watching the Nuggets game yesterday after. Speaking of handicapping, Mervis revenge game against the Cubbies tonight. Team that let him go. Mervis against the Cubbies. Guys, do. I am down so much money on Mervis right now. I had more on him yesterday. He had a base knock yesterday. He got on base, batting 198. But I'm thinking tonight, this whole series, Marlins Cubs, come on. This is a revenge series for our boy Matt Mervis.
Have you ever seen a gazelle have revenge against a lion because he killed his sister? Like, I don't know if it's just walking up the right tree with this Mervis thing.
Well, I think this series might determine whether he gets sent down or not. They sat Mervis two games against righties during the White Sox series. They sat him two games that righties started. So that's not a good sign. Again, had a hit yesterday. Man, I had a five-leg Marlins parlay. Got four legs. The only thing I needed was a Kyle Stowers hit. That's all I needed. And he didn't get a hit yesterday. I had everything else, including a Mervis hit.
Getting set healthy is like the story I tell when George Edwards, the linebacker coach, came up to me and said, Crowder, how do you feel? Sunday morning before a game, because we didn't know I was a game time decision. I said, Coach, I'm about 75. You're 75 better than your backup. Let's go. Let's get dressed. Like, it's not very encouraging when your coach looks down the bench, sees you, and says, he doesn't need a bat today.
Yep. That's why I think revenge series against the Cubs reset everything that's going on, Mervis. You reset everything, Merv Papa. It starts with tonight, Marlins and Cubbies. Anyway, there's a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. I want to talk about Giannis. I want to talk about the Cavs. I want to talk about the Panthers, obviously. Panthers, by the way, are hosting an official Game 5 watch party at the Baptist Health Iceplex. So fans, if you want to register to skate and enjoy giveaways and food and drinks, there's going to be mascot appearances. And then obviously they'll have the game on the screens around the facility. You can get all the info at BaptistHealthIceplex.com. BaptistHealthIceplex.com. Amazing they were able to get that URL, that no one had taken BaptistHealthIceplex.com, but they got it, and that's where you go for the info on that one. But there's a bunch of stuff I want to talk about this afternoon. Whiskey Stars and Cigars on Friday was absolutely incredible. It is, for whatever reason, one of the best radio events, and I don't think it's for any other reason, and I'll go into the specifics later of why I think it's so great, but also I just think our listeners are cool. Like, it's fun to hang out with the listeners, and they showed out. Lawrence Taylor showed up. I mean, it was an event, man, on Friday. I could not have had a better time. It was really, fun. That's a big fella.
That's a big human, and I don't know if he got old and doesn't care or never cared, but he just says whatever pops in his mind. Hawk, do you know when we were over there, I was telling him, like, hey, bro, you can't say that to nobody. It's 2025. You can't speak to people like that.
Yeah, I like
F them. F them, Crowder.
Okay, I like being at that stage.
he got old grandpa mind. I said, I'm out of here.
Somebody keep an eye on Pop. And Solana threw out the first pitch at the FIU game on Saturday. Brought the high heat down at FIU ballpark. He was on the call on ESPN3. So he's wearing his FIU. Is that an FIU Panthers shirt or is that a Florida Panthers shirt?
FIU Panthers, but I am repping the Florida Panthers as well. Double Panther action for me.
He's got double Panther action. He was out there. They treated him like a celebrity. I was watching some of the video. The only thing that I found to be a little confusing is when they brought him out to the mound, he must have submitted his entire resume. I have never heard an introduction quite like the introduction he got. It was literally as if Monster.com was bringing you the first pitch from Alejandro Solana. I could not believe the detail in which they went. When they asked him for his introduction, he literally did not want to leave one thing off. But it lasted the equivalent of four innings. His introduction was the equivalent of four innings. People were able to go get a Mark Light shake. If this was at UM, they would have been able to get in line. Wait. Get their Mark Light shake, get back, and still see him waiting for the moment where he gets to throw out the first pitch. But other than that, he killed it.
Lon, who wrote that?
That first pitch for the actual game was very delayed for that reason and for other reasons as well. Like, there's a lot more to this story than you guys even know. But who wrote that? I did. I wanted them to give me the full introduction.
Lana. Had a 3.2 in seventh grade. Who gets introduced by the seventh grade GPA? That's crazy.
Submitted my whole resume. Here you go.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Once left summer school early due to boredom. What?
That's what it felt like. Did you see the pitch, Jimmy?
I saw it on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm talking about. I know you weren't there. Were you impressed? I mean, brought it right down the middle, gave you the heat.
Yeah, better than your pitch.
I don't know about that, but it was straight filth.
Yeah. Solana, do you have nerve damage in your right arm?
Okay, that's cute. But I will say, had the high leg kick, just like Dontrell, and I threw a mother bleeping strike. So I felt pretty good about myself after I threw that pitch. I'm not going to lie. Felt pretty good about myself.
Was it off speed or that was the heat?
Well, I threw a screwball.
Why do you have a price tag on your arm?
I didn't. It was just a credential that for whatever reason I left on my wrist for whatever reason.
That was the spitter, huh? You threw the spitter.
I threw the spitter.
Anyway, we'll talk about that today. We have a lot to get to this afternoon. Let's do headlines. By the way, we also have tickets for the Who. Crowder.
Who?
That's right. They're bringing their North American farewell tour. And by the way, in all fairness, this is not even a joke. The Who did their first farewell tour in the 80s. That's not a joke. I remember it. Their first farewell tour was in the 80s. I don't know if you're paying attention. It's now 2025.
They've been last touring for 40.
I mean, find a niche and ride it.
There's something in retail called LTOs. What is it? Last time offers. And they really are like, you could say this for once a year forever. Last time offer to get this flavor. Last time offer to get this blend. And they try to encourage you to do last time offers. That's what they're doing. They're giving you a last time offer. It's really not a last time offer.
I've told you. I've seen Barry Manilow say goodbye 5 times already. And he always ends the farewell tour with see you next year, Miami. I go, well, wait a second. What's happened here?
They made millions off this last time tour.
But anyway, we have tickets to give away every day this week. The Who, and this is their final tour because there's just no way they can. There's only two of them left. There's Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey. That's it. And they're still phenomenal. Like, I've seen them perform. They're phenomenal. But we've got a pair of tickets every day. Having to be a great prize. They're coming to the Amerant Bank Arena in August. And it's a Live Nation show, so just keep on listening, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets every day this week. Let's get headlines for the 2 o'clock hour with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Florida Panthers also had Sergei Bobrovsky back yesterday. Sergei Bobrovsky. You heard a lot of Bob chants throughout the game yesterday, and it was well-deserved because they played Paul Ball. They dominated the game defensively, but I think a big part of it also is just Bob looked like Bob.
It was phenomenal. They were phenomenal as a team, but Bob was phenomenal, and he has to be when they're playing that kind of game because, like Crowder said, they want to get out of there 2-0, 2-1. 3-2, like anything more than that. And so Bob's got to do his part, and he did.
Even some of those lightning wins didn't look like it did last year in the playoffs.
Yep.
That last night, I really got a chance to sit down and watch it. When I got off the plane, it just started. We got home. I was like, this is, I'm pointing what's a Leonardo DiCaprio meme when he's pointing at the TV. I was really like, this is what I'm used to seeing. Go out here and mess some people up and slow everything down.
So Giannis is reportedly open-minded about exploring a trade offer for the first time in his career, as you mentioned. Game 5 is Wednesday, by the way. Panthers, Maple Leafs in Toronto, Wednesday at 7 p.m. It's being picked up by ESPN.
But y'all are happy to have Pat Riley now. All those Pat Riley haters, he got up and cracked his knuckles and stretched. Okay, here we go. This is my time to shine.
Yes or no? Because he's in a really precarious situation. You don't have a great chance at getting Giannis. You don't. Like, someone's going to get him. You have a chance, but it's not like when you knew LeBron was coming to Miami or you knew Chris Bosh was coming to Miami. This could, I'm seeing San Antonio and Houston being two desirable destinations. This could feed the narrative that Riley can't get anyone anymore. And it's not fair, but this could feed that.
That's on Riley, though. You got to show it. For the doubters, show you're going to go out there and figure this thing out.
There's only so much you can offer. Now, I saw Brian Windhorst this morning, and he said, listen, Giannis will end up wherever he wants to go, period, end of story. Okay. So if he says, put me on the Lakers, they will put him on the Lakers. If he says, put me on the Knicks, put me on Miami, wherever he wants to go, he will end up going. I'm not necessarily certain he wants to go anywhere.
I just know when you said San Antonio and I thought of him next to Wimby, I said, that's a shot of whiskey right there.
San Antonio could get the number one overall pick tonight. You might be able to throw Cooper Flagg into that.
that's a lot of arm in that lane.
It's funny, though, because if they do get the number one overall pick, you would imagine it would hurt them trying to get Giannis, because then Milwaukee is just going to say, hey, we have to get the number one pick in return if you want to do this by the draft day. Right.
Yeah.
Like it would have to be that.
Yeah.
But there's two interesting things.
But would you want Giannis or Cooper Flagg?
That's a great question.
We need Cooper Flagg. You can have Giannis. Okay, no problem. That's not a hard decision.
I saw someone throwing that out there on social media, which is essentially, could the Bucks right now just say publicly, whoever ends up with the number one pick, we will give you Giannis. Is everyone down? Are all other teams down for the deal? Let's make the deal now. We don't know who's going to have it, but we have a deal in place the moment the envelope gets selected.
I don't know. Cooper's not LeBron. Cooper Flagg can play ball now. Cooper Flagg's a hell of a basketball player.
But if you know Giannis is leaving, I'm not saying if he didn't want to leave, I would do it. If he said to you, yes, I absolutely want to leave, if you had a chance to get the number one pick, Cooper Flagg, or 30-year-old Giannis, which one are you taking?
I'm taking Giannis.
I kind of feel like Giannis. I am, too.
Cooper Flagg or Giannis?
Even if Giannis didn't want to leave, I think it's a rational argument to make, because Giannis is 30. He doesn't have a good outside shot. And at a certain point, he's not going to be the Greek freak anymore. Maybe 5-6 more years for sure. There's no doubt. But at a certain point, he's not going to be the Greek freak anymore. And the Bucks are stuck right now. Like, Dame Lillard, that's pretty much done, isn't it?
Well, that's
at his age.
Well, with his medical history, that's the problem.
Right.
There's no more. You can't trade for him. You can't give up any asset for him.
So I don't know. Like, I think there's an argument to be had where you say, hey, the Giannis era got us a ring. We have the opportunity to get the most hyped up prospect since LeBron, or since Wemby, then since LeBron. And we're very thankful for Giannis, but we're going to take our chances on Cooper Flagg. I think it's a worthwhile argument to have, even if Giannis doesn't want to go anywhere.
I don't know. I don't know enough. Solana, you let me know. Wemby, you just said the names. Wemby, LeBron, Cooper Flagg. Those three names should be in the same sentence?
He's that
good?
I don't know. I didn't watch enough. I watched two Cooper Flagg games, the two he played against the U. That's it. Like, I don't know enough about college basketball prospects, but, bro, everything.
I can tell you about Zion. If you want to talk Duke and college basketball prospects, I could tell you about Zion Williamson.
Wasn't Zion Williamson better than Cooper Flagg in college?
I think so.
I don't know, man. I don't think so.
You have a Hall of Famer in Giannis. You just said 5-6 more years. You have a Hall of Fame talent for 5 or 6 more years, or maybe Cooper Flagg becomes, I don't even know what the comparison would be, but, man, Giannis all day.
Well, this is where it gets interesting. Sam Amico, who writes for Hoopswire, is reporting that Giannis Antetokounmpo would be, quote, intrigued by the idea of playing in a state with no income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And then, this is where it gets really interesting, in that Shams Charania report, he writes, Bucks and Antetokounmpo's representatives, Georgios Panou, which I probably botched, it's a Greek name, and Alex Tsiratsis are expected to sit down during the offseason to discuss Giannis' future. Alex Tsiratsis is Bam Adebayo's agent. So there is a tie-in to Bam Adebayo. Just throwing
well,
that
then,
out there.
But what are you giving the Bucks then?
What do you want?
Everybody.
I want Bam.
No, we're keeping Bam. He wants to play with his friend. But you have everybody else. You got a two-man roster. We'll figure it out on the back end.
No, but I'm the Bucks. I want Bam.
You can have Bam.
But you,
well,
but
then you
just
can
said,
have Giannis.
You just said Giannis is going to play wherever he wants.
I agree.
They have Chris Quinn. They're going to have the Turkey Sandwich Man from the Amarant Bank Arena.
Bernie.
They can have anything they want.
We'll send them Bernie.
Don't give him Turkey Sandwich Man.
Tonight in the NBA, Pacers up 3-1. It was 80-39 at halftime yesterday. Just Cavs are a joke. I've never been more wrong about a team in my entire life. Game 5 is tomorrow in that series. Celtics rolled the Knicks. They're up 26 at halftime on Saturday. Game 4, Boston, New York at the Garden. New York, Madison Square Garden, I should say, is at 7:30. And Game 4 between the Timberwolves and Golden State is tonight. Jimmy had 33-7-7 in Game 3 in Golden State, and it still wasn't enough. I don't know if Steph Curry is going to play tonight. I don't think he is. I haven't found anything that...
Nah, because they said he was going to be out a week originally. I don't think he'd be back tonight.
Yeah, so Game 4 is tonight. Minnesota's a 5.5-point favorite. That's at 10 p.m. And then Thunder, Nuggets, they split their games over the weekend. Crowder, you want a close series? A series that's been exciting? That's the one right there.
Yeah, yes.
Game 5 for that series is tomorrow. And then there's a ton of media notes, but the big one here, I know we have to wrap it up. Michael Jordan, according to NBC, will be a special contributor to NBC and Peacock's NBA coverage next season.
I'm not going to lie. I got a little sexually aroused when I saw the press release. But, you know, lifelong MJ fan.
Said sexually?
It moved.
Is he going to be good?
No, he's going to sit down for like one one-on-one interview with Ahmad Rashad as a throwback to the 80s, and that's going to be about it.
Even his part in The Last Dance, like, it was just his arrogance that was like, it's cool to see him talk.
I watch MJ do whatever he does all day, every day, because he's the definition of underexposed. Just doesn't do anything, and I crave anything from him. So I if he's involved in one game, one intro, whatever it is, I love it.
Okay, because there's no way MJ's sitting on a panel like Shaq and Kenny and
no,
and
no.
Charles.
And he's not sitting next to Marv Albert while the game is called and Mike Breen's yelling out.
I would love to see Michael Jordan sprint up to the board in front of Kenny to try to show how to stop the pick and roll.
I'd like to see them tie his shoes together underneath the table so he trips coming out of the chair. He will literally open fire.
He's going to just yell, home team. Hey, Mike, who do you think? Looking at this series, he's going to win. Home team. Thank you, Michael. That's Michael Jordan, everyone. He is amazing, isn't he? Come on.
I'm in. Count me in.
Your weather, Ramin Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's been raining all day, and there's some flood advisories across South Florida. It's expected to continue the rain, heavy rain tomorrow and at least Wednesday as well. So drive safely.
All right, Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk a little Panthers hockey with him. It's just hockey. Just profanities. You saw that at the end of the game.
Cheap
just
shots.
Profanities.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Josh Appel is going to join us here on this Monday. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Josh Appel, play-by-play broadcaster nationally for the NFL on Sports USA. He can also be seen a lot on MLS broadcasts on FS1. He's got the Portland Timbers and the Seattle Sounders. And I am told by Chris Whittingham that that's one of the biggest rivalries in all of MLS. Appel will be on the call on FS1 this Saturday night. Is that indeed one of the biggest rivalries in MLS?
It is. Goes all the way back to 1975 before the league even existed.
Well, how's that possible?
Well, because there were other American soccer leagues that weren't MLS before.
The
yes.
Love the NASL.
Yeah.
The Chicago Sting. Yeah. Love the nasal.
You clean on those broadcasts, man.
Looks I see good, doesn't he?
You look good.
Oh, I look good. Thank you. I don't know if I say anything that's good, but I look good. At least I try.
Well, no one knows what you're talking about because it's soccer, but you look good. No, you really do. You look good on FS1.
I watch with the volume down, but I enjoy seeing you. I don't know what's going on.
I would watch with the volume down, too, if I were you.
Who are you doing the call with on Saturday? Do you know?
Ricky Lopez Espin used to play for MLS team Real Salt Lake.
Very cool. Well, yeah. Everybody watch... Watch Appel, FS1 Saturday night. So let's talk Panthers. You were at the game Friday. You saw the game last night. Friday night, before I get to last night, Friday night, what was the excitement level? Like, where does that rank? The Marchand game winner for any Panthers game that you've attended in your long career of attending Panthers games, where does that rank excitement-wise?
Well, first of all, the Maple Leafs should have killed the Panthers when they had the chance. The Panthers are fully back. Like, I don't think Toronto is.
We all felt that watching last night's game. Like, we all were like, holy moly.
Game three was the game for them, and they lost in overtime after being up 2-0 and 3-1. Game four, they got the goaltending performance that steals a game in the series, and they still lost that game. Where does Friday rank for me? I don't know, because I left that arena feeling more relief than anything. I think the feeling would have been different had they protected the 4-3 lead and won in regulation. But there were a lot of anxious bodies in that building, myself included, despite the fact that I turned to my friend who I was at the game with in the first period when it was 2-0, and I said, man, it's going to be great when they win this one. I was not feeling that confident going into overtime. It was a lot of sweaty palms and a lot of nervy moments. But thankfully, Sergei Bobrovsky has returned to the form that got the Panthers to the Cup two years ago.
Get it out of your system now. Yeah, so Saturday night. Get it all out now, Jack.
That got the Panthers to the Cup 2 years ago, won them the Cup last year. He's looked like that Bob after the first period on Friday, the last five periods.
He's going to do the game Saturday night like gold dust. Yes. Sounder.
What just happened?
Gotta get these excess teeth. He got a lot of T's in his throat. Don't he?
that was bizarre. But that's how, honestly, if you were trying to have a conversation with me in the intermission between the third period and overtime and during overtime, that's probably what you would have heard coming out of my mouth.
Okay, you tell me what I'm saying, because, yeah, you know hockey better. It's like soccer, better than I do. Even game three, the win did not look like game four. Last night looked like the Paul ball. You've coined the phrase, like, why did they look like they could outskate us in two games in Toronto? Why did it look so different last night, even did it in game three, which was a win?
I would say that Toronto in general probably plays better at home, just starting there. They are just a faster team in general, but you come out in the first two games of the series, you can kind of lay down how you want to play, being Toronto. Utilize that speed, and credit to them. But it's a long series. Playing against this Panther team over the course of a series, it wears you down. And you have that letdown, if you're Toronto, of the way you lost game three with a couple of two-goal leads, and then you force overtime and you lose in overtime after having a couple of breakaways. Then you get game four where they're just trying to get back to Toronto and get back to home ice, and the Panthers just absolutely took it to them. But I was still weary when it was still 1-0 deep into the third period, because I've seen that movie before where the Panthers completely dominate and are still one opportunity, one chance for the opposition from not having to lead anymore. That Sam Bennett goal in the third period was massive. And I thought they were probably deserving of a 4-0, 5-1 lead after two periods. But Joseph Woll, like I said earlier, he played the type of game that if you're going to go on the road and win and steal a game with your goalie, he played that game, and Toronto still couldn't win. I think that the Leafs are cooked. They're not getting anything out of Austin Matthews, regardless of whether he's hurt or not. He's out there and he's not scoring. Mitch Marner, not a playoff dude. That guy's going to want a lot of money in the offseason, and I'm not sure he's going to get what he wants, because yet again, to this point in this series, he's floundered in the postseason. They got a lot of questions on that team. I think they're cooked.
That's a take, Appel. Yeah. That they're cooked, because this one goes back to Toronto. I could see them winning game five. Most people expected this series to go seven, but I've been somebody who's been critical of Aaron Ekblad, and even yesterday I had to give him the tip of the cap on Twitter because he actually causes the deflection and the turnover that leads to the Sam Bennett goal. So, when you're talking about playing Paul ball, it has to happen defensively. Tkachuk hasn't been the menace on the ice that we're used to. I don't know if he's injured or not, but like defensively, is it just as simple as Bob's been great and Aaron Ekblad and Seth Jones are just being dominant out there?
I think that it's a team that's finally back at full strength. And I think there were pockets of earlier in this series where they were playing well defensively, not like they were last night. Toronto had absolutely nothing last night until the third period. They had a couple of really good chances that Bob thankfully came up huge on. I think Ekblad's finally got his feet back underneath him after, you know, being suspended for the 20 games and then the couple of games after the Hagel hit. The depth defensively, like Seth Jones and Mikula and Forsling and Ekblad, like that is your top two pairs. That makes you a lot better. And despite all the noise that gets thrown around about Aaron Ekblad, he's still a top pair, cup-winning defenseman and one of the best defensemen in the history of this franchise. And he's a very good player. And now that he's getting back into form, this is the result. They are so good at denying these zone entries from Toronto. Like, I want you to like actually focus on Gus Forsling and Nico Mikkola and Jones and Ekblad too. Like, the way that they're able to get their stick on pucks when they're trying to come into the zone, it is ultra impressive, because right after they make that deflection, it's going back the other way and the Panthers jumping it in and getting on the forecheck. Like, can you really remember over the course of these last two games where Toronto had sustained zone time? Maybe like one or two occasions? Even strength, I mean? I can't think of many.
I think one day we will talk about Liam Eichenberg the way that he just talked about Aaron Ekblad, which is, hey, you guys have heaped criticism on him for so long, but he's a stalwart guy, and you'd miss him if he wasn't out there. Just a little aside, Appel. Let's
in the creek.
Let's talk about Max Domi for a second. Ends up getting a $5,000 fine. I thought it was, and I don't think I'm being a homer on this, I thought it was suspension worthy. I thought it was one of the cheapest, dirtiest things that I'd seen in a long time. Where do you stand on what Domi did to Sasha Barkov?
It's disgusting, truly abhorrent, and plays that they should be trying to get out of the game. Now, we don't have to talk about Dmitry Kulikov and the little chicken wing that he gave Mitch Marner earlier in the game. We don't have to talk about, you know, a couple other times the Panthers maybe take a run at the Maple Leaf players. We don't have to talk about that. But Max Domi making the decision from one end of the ice to the other with the game over and running Alexander Barkov, the opposition captain, from behind into the boards, ridiculous. I'm not surprised he wasn't suspended. I mean, he got a 5-minute major for boarding and got thrown out with like a second, like less than a second left. But I think the Panthers might be better off with him being in the lineup for Toronto than him being suspended. I will also say this. I find it incredibly fascinating to do the, well, what if it was this guy? What if Sam Bennett made that hit? What if Aaron Ekblad made that hit? What if Matthew Tkachuk made that hit on Matthews, Marner, Nylander? You name the player. The Sportsnet pregame, postgame, Kevin Bieksa, former player, last year, went on this whole 2-minute rant about how Nick Cousins is the dirtiest player in the game. He's taking runs at guys' heads all the time. This and that and all this video. And last night, this dude is sitting up on the panel talking about, you know what? I'm not condoning hits from behind, but I'm cool with that one. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here? I'm not surprised he wasn't suspended.
Why we got a tariff them?
51st night.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. But okay, why does to this conversation? Why can Ekblad hit a dude in his chest and knock him down and get a suspension, but Domi can skate? I watched it this morning. He skated 80 feet, stalked Barkey, and then just jammed his back and hit his head into the and there's no suspension. I mean, why did Ekblad get punished more than Domi?
I think part of it is that there was no injury to Alexander Barkov, thankfully. I think that has something to do with it. And also, as much as I would love to defend Aaron Ekblad for the hit on Brandon Hagel, it was very much to his head. Like it wasn't to his chest. It was, look, the size difference made a difference for Ekblad on that play, but like there was head contact with his forearm elbow. Like, he probably was deserving of suspension.
I felt this one was more dangerous, though.
I agree.
This one had the potential to be more dangerous
Absolutely.
Than the Hagel hit.
That's the type of I think if that hit happens, I saw somebody say the opposite of this, but I'm not sure I agree. Because if that happens in the middle of a game and Alexander Barkov has to miss the rest of the period or whatever, and then comes back, you're going to feel every version of that 5-minute major, and it's going to continue to be a conversation throughout. This was at the end. There was a huge scrum caused by that hit, obviously, but the game was over. So I bet you the majority of the people don't even know that he got a 5-minute major for that hit. And we don't know if Barkov would have come back or not, because we heard from Paul Maurice after that he was okay.
But isn't this lining up to be exactly what we want? Because
absolutely.
Now They have to come out nasty. We've made to be nasty. Isn't this controversy great for the Panthers?
The Panthers built this foundation of this run in the mud. Do you remember the run to the cup before they got to the Vegas Knights? How many scrums? Oh my God, that was their entire game. Every single whistle, there was a scrum. They grew up in the mud, Crowder. They're less like that now, but they are more than willing to play that style.
But Appel, you said, what if Barkey had been hurt? To me, that's the wrong way to look at it, because even if he's not, like, we're playing, that's what upset me. The NHL played the result. Well, Barkov's not hurt. We avoided disaster there. But the point is, even if he's not hurt, that play, 8 times out of 10, leads to somebody getting hurt. And they clearly targeted the Panthers' best player, the guy who has the most impact on the game for the Panthers. So, like, to me, it doesn't matter if he's hurt or not. That play should be a suspension for anybody at any time.
Totally agree, but that's just how the Department of Player Safety operates. And here's the other layer to it, right? So there's been this conspiracy theory. I got to like scooch up on my chair because I'm passionate about this. So there's this conspiracy theory around the NHL, specifically with Toronto fans. It was going around with the Tampa fans last series as well, and it goes back a couple of years too, that former Panther Gregory Campbell is now in the Panthers front office. His father, Colin Campbell, works in the NHL front office, and George Peros is the head of the Department of Player Safety, and he used to play for the Panthers. So there is this belief, this conspiracy theory amongst like a lot of the loud fan voices that, you know, have the popular podcasts with all these teams, especially in Toronto, that there's this massive conspiracy that the Panthers get away with so much because of their relationships with the people in these decision-making positions. And yet there are crickets right now after Max Domi wasn't suspended. So there's this grand conspiracy theory to help out the Panthers and benefit the Panthers. Although again, they want Max Domi playing. So maybe this is the way that they, you know, in a way are, you know, backing the Panthers, but this whole conspiracy about how all their decisions are to benefit Florida. And here they take a run of the Panthers' best player. Dangerous hit, dirty hit. Nothing. Crickets from these conspiracy people.
Is that Greg Campbell from the famous CPR line?
Gregory Campbell, yes. Name the other.
Name the rest of the CPR line? Jimmy. I'll go to Jimmy on this one. The famous CPR line.
No idea.
Oh, all right. Fan.
I mean, I thought you were a lifelong fan, Jimmy.
Yeah, but I don't know the conspiracy line.
No,
it's not a conspiracy line. The old CPR line, the old Panthers line, you know, from the David Booth era.
I mean, you were not stressing over these Pete DeBoer teams trying to make the playoffs in 2008, 2009.
Campbell Peltonen. Mm-hmm. Yep. Remember Peltonen's first name, Jimmy?
No.
Oh, all right. I think Jimmy's getting exposed here as a fake Panthers fan. I thought he was the most diehard Panthers fan on the show. And then Radek Dvorak. You remember him?
I do remember him.
I don't think you do.
I don't think he does either.
I think when the Ticket Wizard wears his Radek Dvorak jersey in the suite, you think that's actually Radek Dvorak. I don't even think that you know that's the Ticket Wizard. All right. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground on this.
His first name was Billy, by the way.
Billy. Most importantly, we know, thanks to me, one day we will talk about Liam Eikenberg the way that Solana's talking about Aaron Ekblad.
No
Mark
way.
It down. I am telling you. I am telling you. Thank you, Appel. Have a great call Saturday on FS1.
Thank you. Hopefully I can get the words out, unlike I did in this segment.
Can you drop a Liam Eikenberg reference at some point during that MLS game?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now we'll watch.
He's not like DBJ. You know, he'll just agree with us.
One day, I know. One day,
Portland will talk about Kevin Kelsey the way the Dolphins talk about Liam Eikenberg.
Yeah. Perfect. I don't think anyone would miss a beat if you dropped that during the broadcast. I think it sounds smooth. All right, Josh Appel. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.